Today's Bible reading will be going from 1 John 3:16 to 19. This is how we know what love is. Jesus laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. This is how we know what we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence.
Before we start, let's just pray. God, we acknowledge that you are here. You are here. I pray right now, Lord, that we would be open to what you have to say to us. We would be willing to hand whatever it is that is burdening us and give it to you. We would be willing to let whatever we have to offer and hand it to you. We'd be willing to give our lives again to you and to your will and to your way. God, right now we ask that your Holy Spirit, who is here, would soften our hearts, would keep us more in tune to you, that would help us to reflect you, that would allow your generosity through the gift of your Son to be magnified, to be reflected in our life. Lord, I pray that our church would keep, that we would keep reflecting you in everything. I pray Christmas we wouldn't just go through the motions, but we would stop and be still and hear your voice, be obedient to it, and let your love shine through us. God, we love you and we thank you for what you have done and are doing and will continue to do. God, I pray for every single person in this church, man, woman, and child, that they would know how dearly loved they are and valued they are. We ask that you would reassure them of this today. I pray for any burdens, any worries, any anxiety, that we would hand it to you. You are more than enough. You will not let us fall over if we hold on to you. God, we love you, we adore you, and we glorify you. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Please be seated. And if anyone has nightmares over that, I apologize. Just so. We're looking obviously at generosity. I just wanted to, just briefly, if you could help me a little bit. What is it, I want you to ask me, what is it to be generous? What is it to show generosity to someone? Come on. It's about giving, yeah? What else? Giving of yourself. Give with a smile. It's something not just about that. Yep, what else? It's no cost to them, to the person. Yet, what else? So it's free. You know what sort of say? Abundant. Generosity is about abundance. It's like an overflow, an extra. What else? Giving without expecting in return. What else? Giving your time. Exactly. What else? Sorry? Unconditional. It's just given. What else? Sorry? Giving with love. So you'd agree, generosity is, it's not about necessarily us, it's giving something without expecting something in return. Would you agree? I need a couple of volunteers, probably younger ones, they might appreciate. Oh yeah, at the back there. Come over down. And what are you lovely ladies, who wants to come forward? Liberty, trust me, you want to come for this one. No, take it. I will not mention it again. Off you go. See you later. Go, mate. No. That's all right. And do not put it in the offering, okay? It's already been, so don't do that. You can do whatever you want with that. You can do whatever you want with that. Okay. That's why you should always put your hand up in church, okay? Yeah. But the question is this. Oh, we won't mention that again. That was just, I just want to show you that that's what it is. It's like giving without expecting anything in return. I don't want anything from them. We won't be having groceries for this week. So, if anyone wants to give me a help. No. But I want to ask you the question. I want you to grapple with this. Why should you and I, God's people, be known to be generous? Why should you and I, as disciples and followers of Jesus, be known? Why should generosity be part of our character, our DNA? Why? Exactly. You follow the leader because Jesus did. And you know what it says? It says in Hebrews 13, 16, and do not forget to do good and share with others. We are generous people because it says it in the Word of God. But not only that, who wants to please God? Who wants to please God? Who wants to get to the end of their life and God go, well done, good and faithful servant? Come on. There's only a handful of people that want to please God in the house, yeah? Okay. We get to the point, it says, and do not forget to do good and share with others, for with such sacrifices, it's a sacrifice to be generous. For with such sacrifice, God is pleased. God is pleased. If you want to look to please God and for Him to look down and go, oh, I'm so proud of them, be generous. Look to be generous in every way. My mentor the other day, I was talking to him about a challenging situation, and he says, well, you need to look to bless in that. I said, I don't want to bless in that situation. And he goes, no, you need to look to bless in that situation. As Christians, part of our DNA is to be generous people. It's to bless. It pleases God. It's part of His characteristic. It's part of His DNA. And we reflect Jesus when God's people are generous. There's no such thing as a tight Christian. There's no such thing as a tight Christian. Tight with their time, tight with their resources, and tight with their wallet. There's no such thing as a tight Christian. You know, 2 Corinthians 9:6, it says, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously. We are blessed when we live generous lives. It comes back to us. It's like a boomerang. We don't give for that particular reason. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about your life. I'm talking about your service. I'm talking about what you give and offer people. I'm talking about giving that person, when you've had a frustrating day, a smile in the queue that you've waited 15 minutes for and say, you're doing a good job. I'm talking about making it an effort to go out of your way to show generosity. It's mowing the neighbor's lawn that might be getting a bit sick. It could be any of those little things. It's just being generous. God's people need to learn to be generous. One of the biggest things in particular, which I'm trying to do is our church to bless without getting anything in return. You know, like people, someone asked me, why are we combining with Urban Life Church? And why are we getting some volunteers? And they said, because we just want to bless them. We want to partner with them. Why'd we give money away to Platform 9? We do our own stuff in the social work because we got to learn to bless. Why do we? Because we need to learn to bless. Why do we? And I'm thinking, as a church, as people, we just need to learn to bless. And if we do, it not only moves the heart of God. Get this, your generosity moves the heart of God. Comprehend that. God, the creator of the universe, is moved when you show generosity in your life to people you come in contact with. He's moved. 2 weeks ago, I was buying, if you have a look on the way out, talk about generosity from the community. And you know what? You don't have to be just generous to be in the church. In that whole room full of all that food, and we've still got a little bit to unpack, that whole room is from people in our community. There's 55 different schools, organizations of people have donated all of that food. Talk about generosity. And I'm thinking, how much more do Christians need to learn how to be generous? And all of that stuff. You know, I was at Bunnings and I was buying all these buckets. I had to buy about 150 buckets. And last year, Bunnings had all these red and green ones. And it looks obviously Christmassy. So I went into a number of Bunnings and I went to the big one down at Tarrant Point. And I said, oh, do you have any of the green and red ones? So we didn't order that color. I said, well, that's not really helping me that much. But I said to the lady, I said, look, I need about 150 of these buckets. And she goes, oh, what are they for? And I said, oh, actually, we're hoping to make 150, 200 hampers, and we're giving them to people in need. You could just see that she was processing a time that when she'd been shown generosity, and she not got emotional, but you could just tell that she was meaningful. She goes, you know what? That's such a good thing. Here, I'm going to get the manager over, and you know, they come over and they show us the bag. Oh, we can order them in a couple of days if you need them. Oh, well, next year I'll be asking them for free, but this week, this time I'm going to pay. But that's good. I'll come back to you then. But anyway, so she says to me, she goes, that's fantastic. And she goes, you know what? When I was young, my mum was escaping domestic violence. So that means she was escaping domestic violence. And at Christmas, we had nothing to eat and no presents. And I met St. Vincent de Paul, came up and they gave her some food and some toys. She goes, I will never forget the generosity from them. Generosity moves people. Anyone been on 2234 on Facebook? Okay, there's a couple of interesting posts about us, but we love to bless. But one of them was a lady. I shared this with the coffee spot ladies. A lady got on and she was going, I just want to give a big shout out to Audi. They're fantastic. I'm like, hey, they're pretty good, you know. She goes, 12 months ago I bought this lounge and my cushion got stolen. I'm like, oh, first world problems. Thanks for sharing. And my cushion got stolen. And, you know, it was such a drama. And I'm thinking, cushion, come on. Anyway, but I wrote to Audi and I said, look, have you got any of these cushions left? They were 12 months ago, and would you have any cushions? I'm willing to pay for them, but I really desperately need this cushion. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm exaggerating a little bit. But anyway, this is the point, that this is the true part. She says this. She goes, and guess what? Audi management sent me out a cushion for free. And she goes, my daughter and I, these are the direct words, were so overwhelmed with her generosity. I'm like, it's a cushion. But you know what? This is the point. It doesn't take much. It doesn't take much to overwhelm people with generosity. It could be a cushion. It could be a meal. It could be a smile. It could be a phone call. It could be a text. It could be a bit of an encouragement. It could be a bit of coming alongside of someone. It doesn't take much to move the heart of people when we are generous with what we have. You with me? If it's in your reach to do so, you need to do it. And the reason I want to emphasize this is this. I believe that the church, that Christians, above anyone else, should be the most generous people on the planet. Because those who know how much they have been given and have been blessed, you know, when you've been blessed and someone does something for you, what do you want to do? You want to go and bless and be kind and help other people. And over 2,000 years ago, a baby was born who grew up to be a man, who paid your sins on the cross, so that if you put your faith and trust in him, you will have eternal life. And this life that you live is not the end. And if you trust him and try your best to become more like him, you don't have to fear what this world throws at you or challenges that stand in your way, because you've got God and he's not going to let your foot stumble. He's going to hold you. He's going to guide you. He's going to lead you into paths of righteousness. He's going to bless you abundantly. And I believe the greatest cry for the church at the moment is to be generous, is to serve, is to give, and is to bless. And if we as individuals do this on a daily basis, guess what? People will be drawn to Jesus Christ. People will want what we've got, and what we've got is a walk, a relationship, a faith with Jesus Christ. And you may have thought it was an interesting passage that I looked at John, but it says this, 1 John, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. That is love. nearly even superseded by God's love to us through giving us Jesus. But I just want to point out this. We love thus, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need and has no pity on him, talking about compassion, how can the love of God be in him? He's questioning that when God's people aren't generous, when God's people don't show compassion, where is this God's love that they talk about? Where is it? I'm not saying you have to be perfect. I'm not saying you can't make mistakes and sometimes do things, you know, oh, why'd I do that? I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that deep within us, we have a pursuit to bless and to be generous. And there's a couple of things how to get that. We need to make sure we pray for it. We need to make sure we pray for it. And we need to make sure that we don't close off areas of our heart and our mind that will stop us from being generous. Okay? And it goes on in the passage and it talks about action. It says this, if anyone has pity on, dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. The church needs to love and be generous in actions, not to be seen, but just that's just how we do it. I went to the Hillsong. I'm giving my wife I'm getting better at loving Christmas, you know. And we went to the Hillsong Christmas Spectacular. It was phenomenal. Phenomenal. I'm glad we went. There, you heard it, Lauren. We don't do I told you so's at our house, but I'm glad I went. And we went there, and we were walking past, and there was a man who was begging on the corner. Straight away, I'm thinking, he's going to make a matzah today. But you know what? I just saw people walk past him. And you know what? Straight away, I already know, because I think like this, people are thinking, I'm not going to give him money. He's going to probably spend it on drugs. I'm not going to do that because he's probably been doing this all the time. He probably does this every Sunday and he probably does all this stuff. And what we do is we manufacture all these things in our head to close off that. And you know what I would say in this space that I'm learning? Because what do you do? Well, you know what? You actually have to stop and allow the Holy Spirit to say what he wants you to do in that moment. It could be a smile. It could be go and buy them food. It could be you actually don't give them anything, but you actually sit and have a conversation with them and you give your time. It could be you actually, what we do as Christians, we close off things. We think that we go so far ahead, we've already met, oh, that guy's using drugs and doing his thing or whatever. But you know what stopped me? I walked past, I said g'day, I gave him a smile, I thought, hey, I've done my bit, walked past. I saw my two daughters walk behind me. And they can't fully comprehend all those complexities. And all that they're seeing is a needy person asking for money. Mum and dad walk straight past, let's go and hear about Jesus. We're standing in the line and I thought, you know what? I've got to go back and get our kids to give them a couple of dollars, not about him, the person getting the money. It was about my daughters because they needed to see love in action. They couldn't fully understand it and comprehend it, but they needed to see love in action. You understand what we're saying? Your kids, grandkids, friends, family need to see love in action. Even if sometimes we don't know the complexities of that situation. And you know what? I'd rather get to heaven and err on the side of grace and compassion than get to heaven and err on the side of being judgmental and thinking that we know better than what we should do. You with me? And see, we went back and he gave her the $2 and I actually borrowed the $2 off my father-in-law. So I think that was a good one. That was a cheap $2. Anyway. And this is, I'm going to land the plane here. But I want to tell you this, that God is calling for his people in a day where everyone looks out for themselves. One of the greatest things that will bring people to come to know Jesus is a generous life. Is a generous life. And there's two questions I'm going to leave you with, and I'm going to tell you a little story. How can you embrace God's generosity more? That's the gift of Jesus. How can you embrace Jesus more? Because generosity comes from love. When we are in a relationship with God, when we're in a relationship with Jesus and get to know Him more, it flows out into our life. If you just want to be generous and tick a box and you're not going to the source of love and generosity, you're not going to be able to do it. You're going to have to spend time with Jesus, getting to know Him and apply His word to your life. You're going to have to be quiet and allow those little voices that sometimes prompt you to think about someone or do something for someone and actually listen to those voices, actually spend time doing that. So how can you embrace Jesus more? And this is the other question is this. How can I display God's generosity more this Christmas? What are you going to do different? How are you going to shape that? I think we want to make sure that every single person in our church, but also in your sphere, if anyone doesn't have anywhere to go for Christmas, it's a tragedy. Reach out. Make sure. Cover your bases. Don't assume. Make sure. I've got guys that I've been journeying with for a long time. They hate Christmas. You know, Coralie's working with people down and Kim and some of the team went down this year and it's just a tragedy. They just hate Christmas. It's the most lonely time in their lives and it's manifested that everyone else has somewhere to go and they've got nowhere to go, no friends to accept them. And I think it's an absolute tragedy that we have to provide paces for people that have nowhere to go. Actually, they need to come to the church. And you know what? There's a whole heap of people that are having Christmas that Sunday. And if everyone just took one person, how awesome would that be? So my challenge this year is you make sure that you've got someone at your table who just may not have anywhere to go. Or maybe there's a couple of people, invite them in so you have a couple of more. How can I just display God's generosity more this Christmas? And the challenge for us is to live our life in such a way that people just know that we are Christians, that we love Jesus and we're generous people. You know, you're probably thinking, why is this crazy? Does anyone know what this is? What is it? It's a monkey. Okay, does anyone know what it is? Come on, the kids not help me out here. It's a Beanie Boo. Okay. They're normally miniature Beanie Boos. And we're at the concert and they're giving all these free Beanie Boos. Gotta be careful how I say that, hey. And they're giving all these, and our girls are jumping up and they had to do all these things and they didn't get one or whatever. And I was like, oh, that's good, but you can't always get everything. And all these, some kids are chucking wobblies and that they didn't get one. And I'm thinking, I'm just glad that Jude isn't. He's normally doing that. Anyway, so what happened was this person behind us had a family, had two daughters and a son. And they got given this Beanie Boo. And I looked over, it was at the halftime mark, I looked over. And in my spirit, I just knew they were Christians. And I go, I bet you at the end of the night, they're going to give our kids that Beanie Boo. Because it's going to make a great sermon. Please, God, please. seriously, this is what's going in my head as we're watching the Christmas Carol service. And sure enough, these people at the end of the night make contact with Lauren. They start talking, whatever. And they said, we just wanted to bless you guys. And to the kids, and they said, we wanted to say from our family to yours, we hope you have a great Christmas. And and seriously, our kids were over the moon over a Beanie Boo. Okay. The point I'm trying to make is it doesn't take much to show the love of God and the generosity of God. What it takes is to listen to those voices, to be prompted by them. And you know what? And do that. And the beautiful thing about that, this silly Beanie Boo, you know, when I see this, I just see the generosity of God. I was thinking, oh, maybe I could try and get a Beanie, because Emmy wanted a Beanie Boo. I'm thinking, maybe I can try and get one at Christmas. Maybe I could go. And then I looked over and thought, nah, they're going to give her that Beanie Boo because I could just tell that they're generous people. And this is the challenge. Imagine if everyone in this world looked to the church because they knew that they were generous people and they would give them the time, they would give them the resources, and they would give them what they need, not necessarily what they want. And you know what? If we stay close enough to God, if we look to bless rather than always take, if we look to be on the front foot, not the back foot, not always receiving, but give, you know what it says? It says it'll come back. What does it say about reaping generously? Those who spare, come on, I can find this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. It comes back to you. And as I conclude, I want to do something a little bit different, which I think will shift something in the spiritual realm. We need to remind ourselves how blessed we are. We need to remind ourselves just how blessed we are. Have you done a mission trip? You ever gone overseas? You ever seen people doing it tough? We've got to remind ourselves. And what that does, it shifts something in our mind, and it also shifts something in our spirit. When we praise God and thank Him, it shifts something in our spirit that will enable us. It unlocks a part in our heart that says, you know what, God, you are so good to me. I want to be good to others. God, you have blessed me so much. I want to bless others. And so right now, we're going to have a time, and if you're thinking, oh, I'm an introvert and I don't really like this, you know what? For now, just think that you want to praise and thank God publicly, maybe for the first time. And I want you just to go, we're going to have a go around. We've got a couple of minutes, and we're just going to have time for people to stand up and just say, I just want to thank God for. I just want to bless God. I want to praise God for. And not too long, but just a whole heap of these celebrations. And you know what? My prayer is that in the spiritual realm, what's happening now, we're going to unlock a part in our heart, in our life, in our mind that will enable us to think about learning to bless and not to receive. Are you with me? So right now, we're just going to have an opportunity. We're not going to have any music. I'm just going to have people just to stand and just thank God and praise God for anything in their life. It could be a person, could be anything. And as Christians, we should have it at the front of our lips, ready to praise and thank Him. So think about it, and then jump up and just yell it out. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks for those salvos that do that, Gary. I thank God for you. I thank God for the tough times, the challenges, and He's making you strong. Yep. Thank you. What else? Yep. He's healing hands. Amen. Beautiful music. Yeah, thanks, G. Yeah, family time resources. Yeah. Thanks, mate. Rex. Come on, at the tip of your lips. Yep. Oh, I didn't even know that. Yeah. Yeah, bless you both. You're a great example. Betty? Yeah. It's a miracle. Thank you. Endless chances, hey? You all need those. Answered prayers.
I thank God for the people who never gave up on me and the people who sacrificed of themselves so that I could meet Jesus.
Amen.
I thank God that my mum comes home from Europe.
You're palming off some kids, eh? There's still some people to share. Come on. Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. Peter, you said? Yeah. Good to have him back, hey? Yeah, it's good. Going to get you to close your eyes. And I want you to whisper. So it's not anyone else. I want you to whisper, every single person, I thank you, God, for, I praise you, God, because. Just for the next 30 seconds, I want in the individual to actually say something that you are thankful and grateful for. And you, let's do that now. A little whisper. We should be hearing whispers all the time. Come on. God, we thank you. We thank you for everything that you've given us. We praise you for the things that we're not even thankful for, like running water, food, shelter, transport, clothes, doctors. We thank you for all these things that we just take for granted. And we praise you and we plead with you that you would do a breakthrough in us to enable us to share that generosity and love. I pray for everyone here that there would be an overflow of your Holy Spirit upon them, that they would spend more time with you, investing, being molded and shaped into your likeness, they'd be into your word, and we pray more. I pray for a disciplined spirit for all of us, that we would press into you more in order that we can love more. And we just pray that the spirit of generosity would be amongst Menai Salvos, Shire Salvos, and the church as a whole. God, do a new thing in us. We ask and we pray. Amen. Amen. The team's going to come up and we're going to sing a final song. I think it's Joy to the World. Is that right?
Yeah.
Joy to the World. But I want to share something that I'm thankful for. God is the ultimate provider. We, at Samara House, our transitional house, over a period of time, we knew that we had to do some updating things. And Coralie, I only just found out this today, so I apologize. I'm just going to share all this and we can talk about it later. And so what happened was, so we got a quote for all these. We needed new blinds in the house. And so like, you know, like 16 or something blinds, whatever. And I'll go and get a quote. And it came at about $2,500. And then I said to the real estate agent, well, we're not going ahead with it because we don't have the money. But we'll have to do a couple just to make it a little bit, you know, whatever, so work it out. And I was going away thinking, I just got to come up with the money for what we're going to do with that. Anyway, and beautiful Owen rocks up today. And she says to me, a lady who she's been not working with, in a relationship with down at Southgate, who supports the Salvation Army, has come up to her and she's going to give her a check for $2,500. And she says, but it must be used for Samara House. Come on. And I don't know, but moments like that, it just, I don't know, it just brings you, like, God, you're so good. And I want other people to experience His joy and His generosity. And you know what? You're just one step away from being someone else's answer to prayer. And but right now we're going to sing Joy to the World. That's what we want, don't we? We want joy, God's joy for the world. And you know what? You are going to be one of those joy givers through your generosity and love. You'd be upstanding. The team's going to sing this song. And get excited. Get your joy on and your generosity on.
Repeat the sound of joy. We believe.
God's house. Amen. One last thing, I'm going to give you a benediction. One last thing, so our Christmas Day offering will go to Fiji. It's going to the Scholarship Foundation, and basically it's giving people an opportunity to have an education that wouldn't necessarily get one. We're going to have a little video next week. We're going to have some cards to remind you, so you can do online giving as well, and also on the day. And we would just love to bless the Fiji, young people, older people in Fiji that cannot afford to get an education. And you're going to hear from someone next Sunday who she's been able to get a degree and then help her whole family. It's changed her whole family. And generosity is like, you know, it's like a rock and you throw it in a pond and the ripples just continue to flow. And as a Christian, that's what we want to do. We want my life, my impact, my generosity, my life to just ripple and impact so many people. And that is, I suppose, my prayer. But my benediction is going to be very short and very simple. Just go and do as He has done. Just go and be generous people that He has called us to be. Bless you each. And join us in morning tea.